helping Grandma with the garden. It's a lot of work, but the veggies will taste so good.
When you take care of your garden, you can grow great things, just like Jesus can grow you. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. What kind of plants do you like to grow in a garden? Wildflowers? Cucumbers? Maybe some juicy watermelon? The Bible uses the image of a garden a lot, like in Isaiah 58:11, where it says, "You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring." Our story today is called The Vegetable Garden. "Are you packed and ready to go?" Macy's mom called. "I'm ready," Macy exclaimed as she came bounding down the stairs carrying her backpack. She couldn't wait to spend the weekend with Mimi and Pop on their small farm and help them plant a vegetable garden. Macy and her parents lived in a townhouse in the city, so being out in the wide open countryside was a real treat for her. After Mom dropped her off, Mimi helped Macy get her things unpacked, and then they headed out to plant the garden. "Here, you hold the seeds and the hoe while I get the wheelbarrow and dirt," Mimi said. Pop had already plowed the garden area for them, so they were ready to start planting. As they planted the seeds, Mimi talked about how they would need to make sure the garden was properly watered and weeded until harvest time. Macy sighed. "That sounds like a lot of work." "It is," said Mimi, "but it will be worth it when you see and taste those vegetables." Macy giggled. "My mouth is already watering." Mom and Mimi made a plan for Macy to come over every Saturday morning during the growing season to help weed and water the garden. Macy worked hard in the garden all summer, and boy, did it pay off. They ended up with a good crop of vegetables and a couple of juicy watermelons. "Was all the work worth it?" Pop asked. "Definitely," Macy said as she took another big bite of watermelon. Pop grinned. "Did you know that our lives are like a vegetable garden, Macy? Just like we had to keep the garden watered and weeded so the vegetables would be healthy and grow, we need Jesus to water us spiritually. He does that the moment we put our trust in Him, and He continues to water us with His love and grace throughout our lives." "I sure did enjoy working in the garden with you this summer," said Macy. "I'm glad Jesus is working in my life so I can grow just like our vegetables." Well, what about you? Are you like a well-watered garden? In today's Bible reading, John 7:38, it says that Jesus provides us with living water. When we trust Him as our Savior, He gives us the Holy Spirit who works in our lives and helps us grow in our faith so we can produce fruit of God's love for others to enjoy. As you learn more about Jesus and listen to the truth of God's Word, trust Him to help you grow in the love and knowledge of the Lord. Our key verse is Isaiah 58:11.
"The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring."
And our key thought, Jesus waters us spiritually.
Hey, Zach, if Jesus isn't coming back to the earth until everyone believes in Him, how could He ever come back?
Great question. Here's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." So it isn't that everyone will know Jesus and decide to follow Him. It's that every nation will have the opportunity to hear about Jesus and then decide to follow Him or not. Some will decide to believe in Jesus, but a lot of people will reject Him. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.